Praise the Lord. Good to be in the house of the Lord this lovely, wonderful Wednesday night, because this is the day the Lord has made. Amen. And we will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, we're going to be going in the same vein that we've been going in the last few Wednesday nights. But the title of my message tonight is, You're a Target. You are a target, and that's in a good way. You'll see. But I want to begin with reading the prophecy that the Lord gave Jerry Savelle for 2018. And I think we are getting it. I really think we are getting it. Amen. It says, 2018, days of glory, days of flourishing, days of abounding. Continue to preach, teach, and emphasize the importance of faithfulness. It's still my plan for the faithful to flourish. If you will do this, then they will eventually get it. It's never been more important than right now for them to flourish in every area of their lives. These are indeed the days of my greater glory, saith the Lord. I will cause it to manifest for all who have remained faithful to me and faithful to my word, and I will cause them to flourish and to abound, even as I have promised in my word. I will honor their loyalty to me by enabling them to overcome every attack of the evil one, and I will bring them into the greatest breakthroughs they have experienced thus far. Rest assured that I am working in their behalf even now, and they shall triumph, and they shall be victorious, and all shall see that I am still the God of the breakthrough, and I'm still the God that keeps covenant. So lift up your hands and lift up your voices and praise your God, the God who is unlike any other God, the God who blesses all who have been loyal and faithful to him, saith the Lord. That's good news tonight, isn't it? Amen. So we're going to be kind of targeting, and my title, You Are a Target, but targeting the greater glory, God's greater glory tonight. So if you will, turn in your Bibles to Isaiah chapter 60. Isaiah chapter 60 and verses 1 and 2 says, Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. So it says, the Lord will shine on you. Amen. He will arise and his glory will shine on you. His glory will be so evident on you, it will be seen by other people. People will look on you and say, there's something on them. There's something about them. They're shining. You know, what is going on with those people? Well, it's the glory of God. Amen. The glory of the Lord will be so bright and so evident on you that people will take notice of it. They will actually see that there is something on you. And that thing is the greater glory of God. Now, the scripture here talks about the darkness covering the earth and gross darkness, the people. And I think we can all say tonight that we're living in a dark time. We are living in that day where darkness has covered the earth and gross darkness the people. You know, Isaiah 5 and 20 says, what is good will be called evil, and what is evil will be called good. And we are definitely seeing that today. It is so evident. And so, you know, the Lord says that we can see the signs of the time. In 2 Timothy, let's turn there, if you will. 2 Timothy chapter 3, and we'll be reading verses 1 through 4. Says, this know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. And yes, we are seeing all of these things today. So gross darkness are on the people today. Darkness has covered the earth. And believe me, it's not just in the United States, but it is all over the world. It has covered the earth. And I think personally, I feel like personally that the Lord is coming very, very, very soon. I'm not going to preach that, but that's just my personal feelings. You know, the Word says that we'll know by the signs of the times. And so by the signs of the times, I'm saying that I feel personally like the Lord's coming soon and sooner than we think. Amen. But the good news is that as the world gets darker, God's glory shines brighter. Amen. So we can expect in these last days that the glory of God is going to shine brighter on us than it ever has before. Amen. So I believe we're going to experience the greater glory of God now like we've never experienced before. People are going to wake up and they're going to say, whoa, wait just a minute. This isn't working. The world's way is not working. The world doesn't have the answers. So I believe in this last days, we are going to be a part of the great revival of the church before the return of Jesus Christ. Amen. People are going to say, whoa, what is going on here? There's got to be a better way. There's got to be an answer. And we all know what that answer is, amen? It's Jesus Christ. It's following Him, not following the ways of the world. So we can start expecting the greater glory right now, amen? The greater glory right now to manifest like we've never experienced or ever seen it before. What is the greater glory? What is the glory of God? Well, I've broken it down into three parts. Number one, the glory of God is God's manifested presence. When God manifests His presence, the glory of God comes in. Amen? It is manifested. The second thing is God's manifested power. When the glory of God comes in, His power is evident. It's there. You can feel it. You know it is there. And you see the evidence of His power. And number three, God's glory is God's manifested goodness. Hallelujah. God shows up. His goodness is there. Amen. So we can expect to experience God's presence and God's power and God's goodness, amen, like we've never experienced it before. Right now. Right now.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
Right now, we're going to expect to receive what God says belongs to us.
Amen.
See, the world's going through a bad struggle right now. Things look bad. Things are going on in the world. That we are God's children. We are His chosen people. We are His set apart people. We are His chosen generation, amen. And so His glory is going to shine in the church like it never has before. And we can expect more and more of God's glory and manifestation. Hallelujah. God's glory is the answer or the solution to every attack that you might be going through tonight. God's glory is the answer. You might be asking yourself, what am I going to do about this situation? How am I going to work these things out? Well, that's the problem right there. You're not going to do anything. You're not going to work anything out. Amen. You've got to get in the presence of God. You've got to seek His face. You've got to seek His power to work this situation out. You've got to call on His goodness, on God's goodness. And I can't call on anything else. Amen. Because it'll fall. It'll fail. But God will never fail. Amen. With Him, it's a sure thing. Amen. God's presence overrides every attack of the enemy. God's presence. See, we've got to enter into the presence of God. And it's got to be us that does it. See, we've got to seek Him and seek Him first. Amen. And all these other things will be added to us. But we've got to seek our Almighty God first and above all else. Amen. It's the truth. Amen. We can try to figure out all kind of ways to do things. But it always goes back. We've got to seek the face of God. Amen. God's power overrides every attack of the enemy. When God's power shows up, something changes. Amen. God moves things. God speaks to people. God changes situations. Hallelujah. His power. And when God's goodness comes, it overrides every attack of the enemy. The goodness of God. Amen. The goodness of God is what led you to repentance. Some people want to browbeat you. You're going to hell if you don't do this. This is going to happen to you. God's going to set your fields on fire. That might have put fear in y'all, right? But it didn't draw you to the altar. Amen. It's the goodness of God that leads man to repentance. So if you want to be a witness to somebody, if you want to draw them to God, you share with them the goodness of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Because God didn't browbeat you to get you to the altar. He works in love. Amen. Hallelujah. When God's glory comes on the scene, the enemy has to go. He cannot stay. Amen? The enemy can't stay in the presence of God. Hallelujah. When God's power shows up, the enemy has to go. He can't stay in the power of God. And when God's goodness shows up, the enemy has to flee. He has to go. Amen. Can't stay in the goodness of God. Hallelujah. Because in God's presence, the enemy has to scatter. Praise God. Let's turn to Psalm 68. Glory to God. We're going to be ready to stomp on the devil by the time we get out of here tonight. Because we're going to know that the glory of God belongs to us. And I'm not going to have anything else but the glory. Amen. Glory to God. Psalm 68 and 1. Let God arise and let His enemies be scattered. Let them also that hate Him flee before Him. Amen. And I like the way that the New Living Translation says it. It says, rise up, O God, and scatter your enemies. Let those who hate God run for their lives. Hallelujah. They've got to run for their life when the presence of God comes on the scene. They've got to run for their lives when the goodness of God comes on you. They've got to run for their lives. Amen. When the power of God shows up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When the glory shows up. When the glory of God arises, your enemies have to run in terror. They have to scatter. They have to flee. Amen. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Let's turn to Acts 10:38. And this scripture gives a good description of what happens in the glory of God. Acts 10:38. Says how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Now this verse is the glory of God in action. First of all, God was with Jesus. That's God's manifested presence. Amen. And then he healed in the power of God, and that's God's manifested power. Amen. And so then he went about doing good. Amen. God's manifested goodness. Jesus walked in the glory of God, and Jesus operated in the glory of God. And it says in John 14 that these things will we do, and greater works shall we do than these. Amen. So we operate in the glory of God. We walk in the glory of God. Amen. But see, the enemy wants to put you in a little box and say, I can't do nothing for God. I've got all this stuff going on in my life. See, the enemy likes to cause confusion. He likes to cause you to worry. He likes to cause you to fret. And see, we're missing the presence of God. And we're missing the power of God. And we're missing the goodness of God. Because we're over here trying to fix this situation. And we're over here worried about that situation. And here God's saying, get in my presence.
Yeah.
Get in my glory.
Right.
I want to go. I want to use you. I want to show you my power. I want to show you my goodness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things shall be added unto you. Amen. We've got to go back to the first step.
Uh-huh.
Seek first the kingdom.
Right.
We're seeking all these other things.
Yeah.
How do I get out of this situation?
Yeah.
How do I take care of that situation? What am I going to do with my kids? How am I going to pay my bills? What am I going to do about this? What am I going to do about that? God says, get in my presence.
Uh-huh.
Get in my glory.
Right.
Get in my power.
Right.
Get in my goodness.
Yeah.
Come back to seek ye first. Seek ye first. Seek ye first. And all these other things will be added unto you. Hallelujah. It's the truth anyway. Amen. Now is the time. Now is the time. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's time for the church to experience God's greater glory. It's now. Now is the time. Not after I get all these situations taken care of. Not after I get all my family saved. Not after I get all my bills taken care of. Not once I get out of debt, but right now. Hallelujah. Not when my body feels better. Because if I go by my body, I might not be here tonight. Amen.
Amen.
Seek ye first the kingdom of God. But God this. But God that. God's like, yeah, I know. I see. And I know. But seek me. Get in my presence. Let me show you what I can do. Take your hands off of it.
Amen.
Quit trying to do it in yourself.
Yeah.
Trust. Trust God. Amen. That he is who he says he is. And trust that he can do what he says he can do. Amen. Hallelujah. Now is the time. It's time for the church to experience the glory of God in a greater measure, in a greater way than it has ever experienced it before. Hallelujah. You are a target tonight. You are a target for the glory of God. See, you've got a target right here, whether you know it or not. Like, come on, devil. This is the greater glory right here. Yes. Amen. It's right here. This is where it is. Amen. I'm a target for it. I'm a target for the presence of God. I'm a target for the power of God. I'm a target for the goodness of God. Amen. Glory of God manifest in me. Amen. Here it is right here. Just lay it on me, God. Amen. Lay your presence on me, God. Lay your glory on me, God. Lay your goodness on me, God. Lay your power on me, God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now is the time.
Yes.
Now is the time. This is the day. Today is the day of salvation that covers every area of your life. Not just the initial inviting the Lord into your heart. But the salvation of God covers every area of your life. Amen. Your target tonight. Your target for His presence. Your target for His glory tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we're going to receive what God has for us tonight. I'm not going to go out of this place tonight and start worrying about those things that the enemy tries to make me worry about. I'm going to go to my God. I'm going to seek Him first. I'm going to seek the kingdom first. And I'm going to say, and one thing I've started saying is, when I get up in the morning, is, God, what's on your heart today? What's on your heart today? See, I usually get up and I'm thinking, I got to do this today. I've got to do that. I've got to get this done. I've got to go here. And I've got to take care of this situation. But now I've discovered I'm seeking everything else. I'm seeking all those things that are weighing me down. All those things that are stealing the glory of God. All those things that are stealing the presence of God and the power of God and the goodness of God. But when we get up in the morning and we decide we're going to seek the kingdom, God, what is on your heart today? Amen. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these other things will be added onto you. Amen. Because when I seek God first, then I'm giving Him the liberty to do it. Amen. I'm trusting Him to take care of all those other things. But God, I've got to go to You first. I've got to make You first place in my life. I've got to trust You for today.
Yes, yes.
Amen. He says He'll take care of all these other things. They don't mean anything. We think they mean so much, but they mean so little. And so many times we find that out way too late.
That's right.
We got to get back. We got to get back, amen, to what's important.
That's right.
It's not getting ahead in the world. That's not our number one goal. This world's going to pass away. So what good is it going to do to beat ourselves to death worrying over getting ahead in the world? That's not where it's at. But I guarantee you that if you seek God first, if you put His kingdom first, He'll promote you. He'll send the right people across your path. Amen. He'll open doors for you that no man can close.
Yes,
hallelujah. He'll direct you to the right place at the right time.
Yes.
Amen. He'll show you the right doctor to go to.
Right. Amen.
Amen. He'll give you a plan that you could have never figured out in a million years.
Yes.
God's ways are higher than our ways. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts.
Yeah.
Glory to God. Here's a real revelation. God is smarter than we are.
Amen.
Yes, amen. Now that was huge. You might want to write it down. Amen. He's a big God. He's a mighty God. Hallelujah. Nothing's too hard for our God. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's get that revelation tonight. Amen. Let's desire. Let's get that desire back to want to be in the presence of God more than anywhere else. I was thinking as I was getting ready for church tonight, so many people would rather be home watching TV. But I said, God, I want to be in your presence because there's nothing better than being in the presence of God. Amen. I wouldn't take anything in the place of being in God's presence. Amen. And when the glory of God comes in, woo, hallelujah, I can get happy. Amen. I can watch Barney on TV and I can laugh for 30 minutes and then it's over. But when the glory of God shows up, it's going to be a lasting impression. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. It's the truth anyway. It is the truth. Amen. Hallelujah. And that's one reason that worship is so important. Worshiping brings the atmosphere of God, of the glory of God, the presence of God, the power of God, the goodness of God. Amen. See, we could come in here with all these things on us, all these thoughts and worries and all these things. But when the anointed worship comes in, when the presence of God comes in, it's like those things aren't important. I just want to be in God's presence. I just want to bask in the presence of God. God wants us there 24/7. Amen. While we're getting ready for work, praising God, praying in the Spirit, amen, talking about how great God is, praising God for His love, praising God for His mercy, thanking Him for all that He's given us, amen, hallelujah, all these things, seeking Him first, and then when we get to our job, we can't do it out loud, but we can do it on the inside.
Uh-huh.
Amen. We can do it on the inside.
Right.
When the enemy sticks his ugly head up, you don't have to say it out loud, but under your breath, God, I love you.
Yes.
God, I'm so glad I've got you in my life. God, I'm so glad I'm chosen. God, I'm so glad that I'm set apart. God, I'm so glad that your presence goes with me everywhere I go and everything I do. I thank you, God, that you are more important than this person over here coming against me. Amen. Get right back over into the glory. Get right back over into God's presence. Hallelujah. Sometimes I just crank that music up at the house as loud as I can crank it up because the devil wants me to listen to him.
Uh-huh.
But God says, no, you listen to me. You turn that thing up as loud as you can. Amen? And you get your focus on me. You get your praise on.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. And then once that atmosphere is set, you can turn it down with some strong worship music. And the glory of God comes in. And then you can do some mighty worshiping in God.
Yes.
The presence of God. Amen. The power of God. The goodness of God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. God's greater glory tonight. That's what we're seeking for. That's our heart's desire. That's what we need from God. Because when we get in the presence of God, His power is going to show up. And that pain in my body, I get in God's presence. I'm like, God, you know what this is. You know what this pain is. You know how bad it hurts, God. But I'm praising you. And I'm seeking you. Seeking first the kingdom. And He's going to take care of that pain. He's going to take care of that sickness. He's going to take care of that disease. He's going to take care of whatever it is that you're going through tonight. Amen. And while you're praising God, when you're worshiping Him, when you're putting Him first, when you're seeking Him, when you're praising Him and worshiping Him, that financial situation, God's on the scene. He's working behind the scene while you're doing all that.
Uh-huh.
He's working on the scene. Amen. Speaking to people. Opening doors. You might hear of something. They need it. Somebody's needing somebody, a worker over here at this place. And you think, well, that's just a coincidence. That's God. Amen. That's God. Hallelujah. But if we're over here busy doing our thing, fixing it ourselves, worrying about ourselves, we're not going to hear God. We're not going to be at the right place at the right time. Amen. But as we seek Him, God will order our steps. He'll lead us. He'll guide us. He'll open the doors for us. He'll show us the way. Amen. So we want to get in God's presence. Amen. We want to invite. See, we've got to set the atmosphere to invite the glory of God. It's not going to just come in. It's not just going to fall from heaven. We've got to invite the glory of God in. We've got to set the atmosphere for the glory of God. Amen. That's why it's so important to come in here already ready to worship God, ready to hear from God, ready to get into His presence. Amen. And it'd be a good thing to come in all prayed up.
Yeah, that's right.
Amen. All the way to church. Kids acting up. Husband, wife fussing about something. Or what are we going to do about this? The devil wants us to entertain all that stuff all the way to church.
That's right.
But we could be.
That's right.
All the way to church. And hopefully you live way off. That way you can get it all accomplished before you get here.
That's right.
Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Pastor and I used to drive 45 miles to church one way. We would pray all the way there. Pray in the Spirit. And guess what? When we got in the services, the Lord would speak to us. Even if it wasn't the message that the pastor was preaching, He would insert something in there.
Uh-huh.
He'd take a side journey,
uh-huh,
a side path,
uh-huh,
and the Lord would speak to us exactly what we need to hear.
Amen.
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 God does that.
Yes.
He knows how to do it.
Yes.
Amen. But if we come in here, we've been fussing and fighting and worrying and scheming and figuring things out and all these things. We're not going to get much out of the service. And you'll be like,
amen.
I wonder what's wrong with Pastor today. He didn't preach very good. He didn't speak to me at all. It wasn't Pastor.
That's right.
It was you.
Uh-huh.
You were seeking everything except God. And it's so simple. We could have had a V8. As Pastor always says. Amen. Because God's word is simple. It's simple enough for all of us to receive it and for all of us to understand it. So I want to challenge you tonight. When you wake up in the morning, I want your first thoughts to be, God, what is on your heart today?
Amen.
And as you are getting ready for the day, whatever you might have to do that day, start praying in the Spirit. Pray in the Spirit, even if you feel like you're not getting nowhere, because the devil's going to say, you're just wasting your time, you're just babbling, you're not doing any good. That's a lie of the enemy. When you hear those thoughts, you will immediately should say, I must be doing something. I must be doing something in the spirit realm. I must be making a difference in the Spirit. Amen? And get yourself going in the Spirit. It might not feel like much when you start out, but the more you do, the stronger it's going to be. And it's not going to be, I have to make myself do it. You're going to start flowing in it. Amen? Hallelujah. At every chance you get, praise God. Worship Him. Pray in the Spirit. Do all those things. Amen? That's all seeking the kingdom of God.
Amen.
That's all seeking God's presence, His glory. And He'll start showing His glory in areas of your life that you never thought of, in ways that you never thought of. Things that seem so big and so hard and so just so impossible to us, God can have a very simple solution to it. It's true. It could be so simple. And you think, why didn't I think of that before? It's because you were trying too hard to do it yourself. But then when you get in the presence of God, God drops it down into your spirit. Amen. It's Him. It's all Him. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. His presence. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these other things shall be added unto you. Amen. Give God glory tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. He is good. His mercy endureth forever. Amen. Arise, O God. Arise, O God. Hallelujah. And your enemies will be scattered. Amen. Praise.